Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Matt. Did I say that like Derek?
No, but listen, I was going to introduce you. Well, hi, guys. Derek is not on the podcast this week. We're actually just doing a bonus episode. I am in L.A. currently with my boyfriend, Matt, who you just met.
Just met, but you've heard a lot about.
Apparently, you guys have all heard a lot about him. My favorite thing are all the comments that I get on my Instagram account about, wait, you have a boyfriend? Because it's a whole known joke, just in case you're new here or whatever.
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm. Also, if this is the first episode you've listened to, thank you. Wow. What a crazy episode to listen to.
I'm honored.
Yeah, no. Just want to start things off. Make sure you guys rate, review, and subscribe. You can follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. We have, you know, fire memes, Matt.
Amazing memes.
Yeah, you've been featured a bunch of times.
Honored as well, not just to be on the podcast, but also just to be featured. I'm thankful just to be featured on the Instagram.
Okay, so if you guys don't know who Matt is, you're going to find out a lot about him this episode. He is my boyfriend, a new Bachelor listener. So we have a male who is new to The Bachelor, and he's actually super invested in it.
Yeah, I don't know the names as well as you, but I like to think of it a lot as the WWE.
What?
With the storylines and everything like that, it all kind of funnels back, right? You need to understand what's going on in the past seasons of The Bachelor. I'm not a WWE fan, but I respect it.
I feel like you do. The fact that you're comparing it
okay,
to
right.
WWE.
How about this? How about the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Is that better?
Yeah, that's
where
fire.
All of them kind of connect into this Avengers movie. And that's what I think of Bachelor in Paradise.
No, that's... Wow. Like an Endgame sort of, or Infinity War. Are we nerding out? This is too much. Okay.
It's ABC. It's all Disney.
It's ABC.
It all counts.
You'll get it. So just a little bit of backstory, or well, a background of what we've been doing. I was not on the podcast last week because I was in North Carolina with Matt, and we spent Thanksgiving there, and Derek had the podcast with Charlene, which was awesome. I've never met her personally, but it's one of Derek's really close friends, and I know he's wanted to have her on the podcast for a long time now. And Matt and I actually, while we were in Raleigh, we ended up hanging out with Matt James, Tyler Cameron's friend.
Great dude.
Great dude. We went and played, it's sort of like Top Golf. What was it called? Drive Shack?
Drive Shack, which sounds like a shittier version of Top Golf,
mm-hmm.
right? Top sounds like,
yeah, like it's
the
best.
Upper echelon, and then Drive Shack. But hey, we all know Shake Shack is fire. Right? So Drive Shack, also fire.
Yeah, so we went and played that. It was Matt's first time meeting. Well, Matt and Matt, first time meeting each other. It was super fun. If you guys follow Tyler, you definitely know the whole Miler.
Matt and I, we had a bromance for sure, but I don't think we wouldn't have a bro name, bromance
no,
name.
Have,
It'd just be Matt.
Matt and Matt. Matt squared.
That'd be it.
Yeah, he's really cool. You should definitely check him out. He's always with Tyler, so if you're looking for more Tyler Cameron content, you can check out Matt's Instagram. Not Matt Perret, my boyfriend, which you can follow Matt Perret, who is on this podcast right now, at Matt Perret on Instagram. And
on Instagram, yeah.
What about on Twitter? What's your...
On Twitter, it's hiphip_Perret. And that's just to help people pronounce my name. That's why I originally did it.
That's amazing. Okay, so I want to start everything off. So I asked a few questions. I asked a question in the Facebook group, which if you're not a part of that, it's amazing. The Facebook group, I think we're like over 6,000 subscribe. I don't know how Facebook works. Is it subscribers or it's members?
Members, yeah.
6,000 members now.
It's fire. I love checking it. I love checking my Facebook notifications and seeing them. I'll dabble and throw some posts in there too.
I know. Well, I haven't had like a Facebook notification in a million years because I never got on it. And then I started this Facebook group. And now I get on Facebook and every day I have a notification.
I love Facebook groups.
Keeps...
Are we old? Does that make us old?
No, because I feel like older people like Facebook. So we're young and hip still.
Gotcha.
Even though I'm like almost 2 years older than Matt. Like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of backstory on Matt. I had you guys ask some questions, what you wanted to know about him, about us. first, I want to do backstory stuff. So, Matt, do you want to tell them how we met?
Yeah, the story of how we met.
But like the good story.
The good story. There's different versions?
I don't know. There's a version that makes me look better than you.
Okay. All right.
So that one.
So I'll tell the version revisionist. I'll tell the revisionist history version of it then. So my brother told me that there was this really funny girl on Instagram.
Round of applause here.
That I should follow. And so I followed her. She followed me immediately back.
He says immediately, but there was definitely some lag time. You girls, you know how it is. Like, you're not, if a guy follows you that's kind of hot, you're not going to, I don't say kind of hot as in like you're only kind of hot.
But, sure, just a general.
Just, but you don't follow him back right away. So there was lag time. There was at least an hour.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Keep going. Yes. Sorry.
And I would be doing my interviews with other professional athletes on Instagram Live. And Kay would be trolling in the comments asking, when are you going to come to New York and take me on a date? And when are you going to come be my boyfriend? And I'd just be beat red in the reading the comments.
I think trolling is the wrong word.
Right. Pining for my attention. Is that better?
Just keep going.
So Kay flew out to LA. This was...
I ditched him.
Right.
This is a while ago.
She did not hang out with me because she was busy. And then... about a month later, I went to New York and I posted on my Instagram that I was heading to New York, as you do when you're taking a flight across the country.
What?
And as you do.
This is the first time Matt's told a story.
You give people a notification, right? Like, hey, I'm going to be in your city. So that all your friends, when you're on social media, can be like, hey, let's meet up.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like throwing that out there into the ether. First person to respond, though, was Kay.
No. He, listen, you guys, he is the one who he DM'd me and told me he was coming out here.
No,
this wasn't, are we going to go back?
We can look back.
This is going to be a fight. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Keep going. Well, long story short, we ended up going to...
So I was going to surprise my friend Ty Kelly, who was a former New York Met, for his 30th birthday party. Or not as...
I was like, there was no party.
There was no party. It was just me. I was the party showing up. I was surprising him for his 30th birthday. I had worked with one of his teammates to set it up so I could just show up to one of the games. Long story short, I invited Kay to the game to surprise Ty. And that's how we met.
Yeah.
Brought her to a Mets game.
And then I booked us a hotel room that night. And it was lit. Matt's freaking out right now, the fact that I just said that.
No, that's part of the...
No, yeah, it's like me.
That's part of it.
It's part of it. So some of the questions that you guys asked, how do we make long distance work? And in my opinion, I think it's just... because he lives in LA, I live in New York, and we see each other all the time. We're super lucky with that. He has, you know, some of his family there, and they work, they're flight attendants, and so they're able to help us out with flights. And also, I'm in LA all the time for work, and he's in New York all the time for work. But my personal opinion, Matt, I'll let you speak on this also, is I think just making sure both of you are putting in the effort. There has to be an equal amount of effort into the relationship if you want to make it work. Shout out, like, telling all the bachelor people right now who are like, oh, I can't make this work because... they're too far away. It's like, no, like, you can. You just have to work on it and not care about all the other things in your life more than it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's putting yourself or your career in front of the other one. I think it's...
Right.
I don't think it has to be the number one thing. And I think as long as your partner knows that, right? And you're both working together through this. It's not easy by any stretch, but... making sacrifices for one another is huge.
Definitely.
And just budgeting time. I think time is huge, especially being 3 hours apart.
Yeah.
I'm getting out of work when she's kind of winding down for bed.
And I'm getting up and going to work when he is still like in a dead sleep. So, yeah, I think that's great. No, it's true. You have to definitely make each other a priority. Another really cool question that I got from one of our Facebook members was, how do you handle me hanging out with all of these bachelor people? So, like, an example that they gave was me hanging out with Tyler C or, you know, any of these good looking guys. They were like, Matt seems so chill with you doing all of this. Matt?
Yeah.
He is really chill. I have to say, before he even answers, I have to say that Matt, I have never had any, you know, issue or backlash when I've hung out with any of these people. Be like, oh yeah, me and Tyler are going out tonight, whatever. And he's like, okay, cool, have fun, text me to get home. You know that whole thing where your boyfriend gets super jealous or if you're out with certain people and he's like freaking out and long distance is a whole thing. Matt does not do that.
No, I think it's just being secure in the relationship and trust, right? It all kind of goes back to communicating what we talked about before when it comes to long distance relationships. So, yeah, I think it's I have never really been the jealous type anyway. And they're all great guys. Like you wouldn't hang out with bad people.
No.
And I think that's what I can also trust too.
Definitely. Thanks, Matt.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so I know this episode's going to be slightly shorter, but I want to get into the Who Even Are You segment, and so you guys sort of get to know him and all of his Bachelor insights, because he has a lot. He is very new to the Bachelor world, but he is also very, well-rounded, educated. In as well.
Like, appreciate that.
Yeah. No, it's true. So, Matt, what, where are you from? First of all, like, where are you from and what do you do?
Gosh, I grew up in Maine. Do we start there?
Yeah. Fine. You're from Maine.
I grew up in Maine, played, professional baseball for 5 years in the San Francisco Giants organization. I was a catcher.
So that's why he keeps making all those, references about baseball and professional athletes, because he was one.
Right, yeah.
Toss, toss.
Yeah, that's a Wicked reference. I know that.
That is a Wicked reference.
Yeah. But, yeah, so now I am done playing. I also work in digital media. I work at Uninterrupted, which is LeBron James' name drop. I need to pick that up off the ground real quick. Media company. And what we do is empower athletes, and it's so much fun, very much on brand for what I was doing before. Being more than an athlete and empowering athletes to do that is exactly what we do and is what I did back when I played. So I had a YouTube channel called Homeless Minor Leaguer, where I made sketch comedy videos and vlogs about minor league baseball life. And that is how I broke into digital media, was through that avenue, uninterrupted, saw my YouTube channel, and it was almost like a resume to get started as a social digital podcast producer there.
Yeah. So Matt and I sort of have the same job, but not really. I don't do any of the podcast production. I just speak on the podcast. So shout out to Mike and Sean, who actually produce all of our podcasts here at Betches, because they are amazing. And they're producing like 8 podcasts a week, which is so much work.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I don't even know. You guys put out a ton of podcasts as well.
We do. Yes. Yeah. We have a bunch of podcasts with athletes. And yeah. From CeCe Sabathia to Andrew Hawkins, shout out to Hawk, who also works at Uninterrupted, Joe Thomas, former Cleveland Browns.
So if you guys know who any of these people are.
Nick Young, Swaggy P, Chinea Gumake, Sharonis J. Jackson, if you guys watch Insecure, we have a podcast with him too. But that's what we do. We empower athletes to be more than.
Okay, cool. So now we get into some Bachelor questions, because that's what everybody wants to know. That's what we talk about. And we are on super like Bachelor withdrawal right now. I'm truly feeling it this year. I didn't feel it as much last year during the quote unquote off season. You get that reference from Bachelor season. I was like, oh, well, you know what? This is a nice break. I don't have to, you know, chain myself to the TV every single Monday. I can do whatever. But now I'm like, I miss this. I want it to come back. Like, where's my shows? Because I feel like there's nothing really on TV. So let's talk about The Bachelor. So we started watching The Bachelor. Well, I've already was watching it, but I brought you into The Bachelor sort of when we started dating. What was your first impression of The Bachelor? And what was the moment that got you hooked?
I think we had started dating right at the end of Becca's season. And it was leading into Bachelor in Paradise, no?
Yeah, I think so.
And I had listened to your podcast, this podcast right here, before I had even watched
the show. That's
and,
true.
And that was my first intro to it. But I think what got me hooked on the show was watching Bachelor in Paradise. And it was Eric Bigger had said to Angela, I think her name was Angela.
Yeah, it was Angela, Eric Bigger and Angela.
He had said on one of the episodes that, oh yeah, I'm all in.
Oh yeah, they were in the hot tub and I remember they went to this like really gorgeous hotel and they were sitting in a hot tub and she's basically like, you know what, I just want to let you know that I really want to do this and I'm all in for you. And I think they said they were all in at least 30 times.
Yeah.
We love Eric Bigger, but this is definitely one of those moments.
No, for sure. And I think you guys titled the episode We're All In or something like that.
Something along those lines, probably.
But I remember in the episode, the next day, it was almost as if the producers were like, all right, send her in. And down comes this girl.
I forget what her name was. I think it was maybe, I want to say Jen, but I think that's also very wrong. Yeah. I don't remember what her name was, but I know she wasn't on there for super long.
She was just there to, it was basically she was dropped in the middle to be like, hey.
A bomb.
Yeah, I'm going
to
mess this
up.
Yes, exactly. And she has a date card and goes right to Eric and says, do you want to go on a date? And he says, yes. This is a dating show, right? It's completely understandable for Eric to say, yeah, hey,
let's
I'm going to go.
It.
Yeah, why not? Test it out. Test the waters. You know what you're getting into when you sign up for this show. And what they did in the editing to make him look like the villain. And we've met Eric. Mm-hmm. He's a super nice guy.
Right, he's great.
But he was just a guy going on the date.
Having
a great time. He's up on a horse smiling. And it cuts back to Angela on the beach.
Sobbing.
Crying.
Right.
And then cuts back to Eric up on the horse, like smiling, looking around, having the best time of his life. And it makes him look like the villain. But if you take those two moments separately, they're just two individual people. And I think that's the editing and post-production that's done on that show. And also the producers as well. Like everything that they have to do to make these moments happen, that for me was what hooked me.
Oh, yeah. The editing on this is, I mean, Oscar worthy. It's so good. And in his defense, or no, in her defense, you know, her crying and this and that, there, it is a dating show. And yes, he's totally allowed to go on a date and, you know, experience these things. But all the people watching at home are like, well, he just told Angela that he is in on this, like in with her, all in with her, quote unquote, and is there for her and blah, blah, blah. And then he's going to go out and go with someone else. Yes, it's a dating show. But also, but you didn't you just say?
Oh, it was completely contradictory, but.
Of course. No, I'm just saying that's the whole like object of, or the whole, that's the difficult part about Paradise is that, yes, you want to meet the right person and then you're going to have to break X amount of hearts on the way, and you and all the audience members have to pick a side. It's like, well, is Eric a dick because he went on this date? Or did he do the right thing because, you know, it's a dating show? Mm-hmm. It's one of those, it's weird, but that's what got you hooked and you're like, okay, I gotta watch this.
That was the episode.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then what solidified it was even Derek just being on the show. I think knowing Derek.
Oh, yeah.
And watching him, I think that was another moment that hooked me.
Definitely. It's, I still think it's weird, you know, watching Derek on the show, because I knew him, he had already been on the show when Derek and, like, he had already been on the show when we met, but seeing him on it this time in real time was a whole different process. I mean, because I know, but I also knew a lot of the guys and girls who were on the show as well, but I think with him, just because him and I are so close and I see him every week and we were, you know, recording the podcast after watching these episodes together, was, it's weird. I still think about it when we would recap the podcast. It's bizarre. So I get that. But it's cool because it's like, oh, I have a friend on the show. I know that person.
Yeah.
You actually know that person.
I can pick up that name every single day that I drop, you know, when I'm talking about Derek.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up!
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Stopping off now!
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Okay, so if you had, I know you've seen a bunch of the seasons now, but I mean, I guess just last season with Colton and Hannah and Paradise and the Paradise before that, what was your favorite moment out of all of the Bachelor shows that you've watched?
I think recency bias here, but I think it would have been John Paul Jones' date with Tajwan. That was wild.
One of the craziest things ever was hearing that date, or just watching that date happen. And you could probably just listen to that. And we'll play a clip here in just a second. But you can listen to that date, and it is the most insane, the way he's laughing, what they're talking about. I felt like I was having some sort of bad dream.
It was a fever dream.
It was a fever dream. Matt did a really funny video compilation of them on their date, just using like quick little clips of it. And it is the funniest thing ever. I'll share it with you guys. But yeah, that dream was weird. Or that dream.
Yeah, exactly.
That part was weird. Okay, and then another question. If you could date anyone in Bachelor, I know I'm asking my boyfriend this, but if you could date anyone in Bachelor Nation, past and present, who would it be?
I think I'm going to have to go with your girl crush, Christina Shulman. And that way, I won't blow up our relationship. It would just be a throuple.
So you guys heard it here first. Matt wants to have a throuple with Christina Shulman and myself.
Look at you, heavy breathing. You
I know,
can hear
I'm
it
like,
on the mic.
No, I totally agree. She's awesome. You've met her.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah, I know. She's really cool. So, like, what about her? Do you, is it just because of you and I?
No, I think it, or, gosh, I this mean, is super weird. Like, yeah,
oh,
her
care.
Personality.
Shut up.
No, she's an awesome person. Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
She's
without
super hot.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say without getting in trouble.
Oh, shut up. You know, okay, so by the way, the chillness goes both ways. I, too, am chill, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
He says that like
she
I'm
does not.
Not
have a gun to my head right now.
Do you like to, is there anybody that you like to follow on social media from Bachelor World? Because we're getting ready to get into that, but because you know a bunch of people from it, is there anybody that has fun social that you like to follow?
I'd say Derek. I think Derek's really funny on Twitter.
Oh,
I'm a Twitter guy.
Twitter guy. Matt loves a Twitter. I'm on Twitter here and there, but not. It's usually on Mondays and when I'm about to post something myself.
I think it, for you, it's just a meme making.
Yeah.
App, and yeah. that's the extent of Twitter for you.
Yeah, so you like Derek.
I think Derek, and I feel like just this is his podcast, and I might be pandering a little bit too, but yeah, I'd say Derek.
Okay, so you are in a Bachelor Fantasy League.
I am
with a bunch of our friends. He is a part of one of those NHL or NHL. Oh my god.
NFL, National Football League.
He's in the NFL Fantasy Football League. Obviously, I am not a part of a fantasy league. I'm not into that sort of thing. But he is, and you want to talk about your group? We want to know the details on your fantasy group. Tell us the dirt.
So, we're in the playoffs right now. It's a 10-team league. I did not make the Final Four.
Okay, but who's in it?
Okay. All right. I'm talking about myself because that's how everyone starts fantasy football conversations. So they talk about themselves and how bad their teams are.
Okay.
But Josh Murray, Robbie Hayes, myself, DeMario Jackson, Devin Harris, Connor Obercha, Diggy Moreland, Chris Randone, Chase McNary, and the only other non-bachelor guy in the group besides myself. Corey Brooks.
Oh, right. Yeah. Corey Brooks. Okay. So that's a pretty sick lineup. I know Robbie Hayes is in there and Matt knows that every time he plays Robbie Hayes, he has to win because I think Robbie Hayes is so annoying.
I beat him this year.
So every time he plays, I'm like, I swear to God, if you don't win, I'll freak out. But who's winning in the group? I don't know if that's a thing or who's like the biggest crybaby who doesn't care about their group or care about their team.
So kind of starts off really hot at the, like every fantasy football league, it starts off hot. Everyone's talking smack and then everyone forgets to set their lineups and eventually the group chat goes dead and then someone comes back and asks, hey, what was the buy-in? No, but it's really fun. It's a good time. And right now, the playoff situation, we have Josh Murray at a 10-2 record.
What does that mean?
10 wins, 2 losses.
Sorry, guys. I'm today years old right now learning this stuff. But is there anybody that's like, that doesn't, what's it called? Like, I know that you're always talking about, oh, getting their lineup in or getting the players in for that day or that week. Don't you talk about that? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just head to head who you're going against. So
right.
This week, even though I didn't make the playoffs, I'm in the consolation round, the toilet bowl, if you will. I'm playing DeMario Jackson in the consolation round.
We love DeMario.
Love DeMario. But I think I should say what my team name is because you helped me come up with
it. Oh, yeah, right. What is it?
It's Here for the Wrong Reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is true because it's like Matt and Corey Brooks. Corey Brooks is... was on Big Brother and X on the Beach on MTV. So they're the only two non-Bachelor people. So I feel like here for the wrong reasons. And Matt's the only
non-reality show
celeb in the team. Which I know, wasn't it DeMario that asked you to be in it?
Yeah.
Shout out to DeMario for bringing Matt into the Bachelor bro world.
Yeah. And I'm currently beating him right now. So we're recording this on a Sunday.
All right. So who is, I know, since you know a lot of people from the show now or that have been on the show, who's your favorite person that you've met IRL or the most interesting?
This isn't fair. This is a loaded question.
I mean, okay, so this is a loaded question. He's friends with a lot of people, so hopefully all the people who are listening to this aren't, you know, any of the people that Matt's met before. But you can, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say Derek Pandering, also because it's his podcast, and yeah. I love Derek.
Yeah, Matt and Derek are bros.
Bros. DeMario.
Okay, so funny story about DeMario and Matt. So I turned 30 last year. And I had a massive birthday party in New York City, and I had a bunch of guys from the show flew up. I had Josh Murray, Connor, Jordan,
a lot of the guys
in the fantasy league. They all came through, and DeMario flew in from LA, and DeMario gave like 3 different happy birthday speeches and cried all 3 times. I mean, in front of everyone, there were so many people there, and it was amazing because he would just get up and like on one of the benches or one of the tables and start like yelling. And then there was one moment where wasn't he like hugging you and crying?
I'd call it more of an embrace and crying. And yeah, I think it's on my Instagram.
It's very sweet.
It is pure.
It is pure. DeMario is amazing. If you guys don't follow him, he's also hilarious. I know there was a bunch of all that shit about him, not this past season of Paradise, but the Paradise before, but do not let any of that sway you because he is the bomb.
The dude.
Yeah, he's the dude. Okay, so I want to talk a little more about sports in a way, but more bachelor sports since you do have this pro athlete insight. So a lot of the guys, there have been a lot of guys that have played professional sports that have been on the show, like Colton and Clay Harbor and Jordan Rogers. I kind of want to know what your thoughts are about those guys. Matt and I talked about this beforehand before we started recording this, but to like get a little backstory on them. But I feel like we can talk a little bit about like what they did and what you think their mindset was when they were going into the show, since they're already not quote unquote celebs or anything, but they have this competitive aspect already.
Definitely. Yeah, it's not even just professional athletes too. I think you have collegiate athletes like Tyler Cameron was a former wide receiver at Wake Forest. And you know, I'm going to forget a lot of other guys. As well, Josh Murray played professionally. Connor Obercha also played professionally. Both of those guys, baseball. But I think there's something interesting about those guys where they're not the most aggressive or even competitive guys.
Right.
They're that like macho mentality.
Yeah,
that
like
you,
a Chad. You've met Chad before. Mm-hmm. Super macho, but not a pro athlete.
Right. And I think there's something that these guys have been in environments that are hyper competitive with other men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that being on a dating show against going up against other guys is not the most competitive thing that they've done.
Yeah.
Therefore, they're not going to be hyper aggressive in these situations. They're going to keep their calm a little bit more than some of the non-athletes. And that goes for, I'm sure a lot of these guys played in high school, but that means they were like peak in their particular realm, and they've never been in that situation at that high of a level
right.
of competitiveness at collegiate and professionally.
I mean, that's a really great point because, I mean, if you think about Colton and you think about Clay was not starting all these fights on the beach. He was not, I mean, yeah, he'd get upset about things, but even when his, you know, ex-girlfriend showed up and other guys were, you know, hitting on her, asking her out, he was very surprisingly like calm and collected. I mean, mm-hmm. Jordan Kimball had to go fight right. his fights for him.
Right. And I think that's the fallacy of the dumb jock macho guy, that a lot of these guys are very calm, cool, under pressure in these situations where a lot of these other guys don't know how to handle other guys being better than them, right? And I think in professional sports, you have to be okay with someone being better than you in some facets of life, but you need to figure out a way to win.
That's true. And then when you add, you know, sex into it, that ups the ante even more.
Right.
You know, you add in the whole, well, you know, the sexual aspect of it, that makes it, that makes a huge difference as well. But they still have shown more composure than the other guys, even with that added.
Definitely. And I think there's something too about athletes and knowing that how other guys operate. And since they're around guys, they're having more of these conversations. I hate to say it, but locker room talk. And they understand how other guys are already thinking. And they're communicating on a daily basis with these guys in locker rooms.
Right.
And I think this might give those guys a little bit of a competitive advantage when it comes to these reality shows, and specifically The Bachelor.
The Bachelor. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So I'm going to be writing my dissertation on this.
I know. Literally just like writing up a thesis on pro athletes on The Bachelor. Not a big deal. Okay, guys. So that was our episode this week. I know it was a shorter one, but I'm really glad you guys got to meet Matt, quote unquote, officially, and, you know, get to hear his thoughts on it since he is new. Girls, there is hope. If you want to turn your boyfriend to The Bachelor, you can do it.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting, one of my friends, Kafir, is in a Bachelor fantasy league, not a fantasy football league with Bachelor guys like I am. It's a Bachelor fantasy league where there's certain points and stuff. You guys probably already know this, but I think that is a good gateway drug for guys if you want to get them into Bachelors, to create a Bachelor fantasy league,
right,
and participate with your significant other.
That's a good, I was just about to ask you, what is one way, like a tip for girls if they want to get their boyfriends to watch The Bachelor? What is one way to do it? And that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so The Bachelor is back January 6th, which seems like forever, but we are going to be doing episodes until then. And I'm thinking about doing, I don't know yet, but a Cincinnati meetup. So I'm going home for Christmas, as everybody does. But I know a lot of you are from Cincinnati. And don't worry, guys, we are going to be doing way more live shows this year. Derek and I will be, we will not leave anyone out. So there will be more live shows. But I think just as like a fun thing, I might do a meetup in Cincinnati and just like go to a bar and have some drinks. And I'm going to do that in New York as well at some point before Christmas break is, or not Christmas break, but holiday season is over before the show starts. So keep an eye out for that on the Facebook group. You can follow that. It's Bachelor Nation, or you can go to www.facebook, or actually, just kidding, it's betches.co/bachelorfacebook, and you can join our group there and get all of the notifications for everything. And I think that's it this week. Matt, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me fill in for Derek here.
I know.
I hope I filled his shoes.
You were great. And we actually, I'll show this on the Instagram, but we recorded this in his closet. It is currently 800 degrees in his walk-in closet in LA, and we are...
Light flex on the walk-in closet there.
It is a walk-in closet. I mean, it's true. Okay, just don't forget...
That is a pro tip, too. If you're ever thinking about starting a podcast, do it in your closet because it has some of the best acoustics anyway.
True. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe this week. And you can follow us at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. You can also follow Matt on Instagram at Matt Paray, P-A-R-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you guys next week, and we'll see you on the gram.
Bye.
Bye.
Betches.